Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. And you might like to have pencil and paper to hand this month, because no fewer than 5 brand new CDs to feature in the programme. It'll be handy to make a quick note of the titles and then follow it up with a visit to our brand new Organ First pages, where you can get full details and possibly even hear additional audio clips. But to get the show underway, it's the sound of the historic 3-manual 13-rank Wurlitzer that to this day still holds pride of place at the Riviera Theatre North Tonawanda in Canada. As it was the nearest theatre to the former Wurlitzer showrooms and organ building plant, this organ was often used for demonstrations to prospective movie theatre moguls in the 20s and 30s. One of the earliest LPs made on it was this one by Frank Olson, who included C.S. Lang's famous Tuba Tune. Frank Olson playing C.S. Lang's Tuba Tune. Well, from an organ which was the pride of the Wurlitzer Company to another one which was most certainly the pride of Joseph Seal, the former musical director for the Associated British Cinema chain, who used the Regal Kingston-upon-Thames as a base theatre on which to make many fine recordings. Thank you. some musical vitality there from Joseph Seal. The organ was subsequently removed from the theatre, and for many years it was then played and recorded in its new home of the Brentford Music Museum, which was actually an old church. However, in 2006 it was moved yet again to a new and enlarged museum just down the road, and the honour of recording it in its new home has gone to Donald Mackenzie, resident organist at London's flagship cinema, the Odeon Cinema, Leicester Square. Well, we've just heard Joseph Seal playing a piece from Gaze the Word, written by Noel Coward, so let's stick with that composer and hear the title track from this new CD. Here's Donald to play London Pride. Thank you. London Pride, played by Donald McKenzie at the organ, which is now again playing so beautifully at the Brentford Music Museum. And as you heard, that distinctive sound so beloved of Joseph Seal still shines through in that and several other tracks too. In fact, Mr. Seal and his co-organist and composer Clifford Birchall are represented by two tunes which I got to know quite well in my days with ABC. In those days, we had play-out recordings, designed to be played as the audience left the cinema after the last show. Basically, we wanted them all out as quick as we could because we'd been on duty since 10 o'clock that day. Messrs. Seal and Birchall penned many lively numbers, and Lady Chatterbox and Wurlitzer Fanfare were but two, which are revived by Donald McKenzie on this new CD. Why not check out the full programme on our accompanying pages? Time now to feature the first of two new electronic organ releases. This one by the ever-popular Penny Whedon, playing her Yamaha EL900M and Tyrus 3. Entitled Postcard from Europe, the theme throughout is one of tunes redolent of countries we all know, and in my case, two where I had the pleasure of presenting organ music festivals, namely Spain and Holland. So, I hope you'll forgive a little bit of self-indulgence on my part for the inclusion of The Canals of Amsterdam, which is one of Penny's own delightful little compositions. And then, following that, a tune which I recall back in the days of good old steam radio as never being off the air, and usually it was the version by Richard Tauber that was the most popular. Pedro the Fisherman. But first, let's hop aboard one of those lovely glass-topped canal boats for a trip down the canals of Amsterdam. Canals of Amsterdam and Pedro the Fisherman, both taken from Penny Whedon's latest CD titled Postcard from Europe, where she also visits Paris, Spain and Italy during a shorter than normal running time CD, but one that is reflected in the price. Again, the details can be found on the Organ First radio pages. You know, the nice thing about having a programme such as this is that you get to make lots of new friends from around the world. And one guy who has sent me many fine examples of organists, some I'd never even heard of, is someone I'll just call Bill, on account of the fact that I'll never be able to pronounce his name because he lives out there in Chile. Like me, he's a Hammond organ fan, and especially so of the old flagship X66 model, and he sent me this very stirring piece called The Zacatecas March. Composed in 1891 by Gennaro Cordina as part of a competition with his friend Fernando Villapando, Cordina and Villapando both wrote marches, and this crisp and snappy piece is certainly the most famous of all the Mexican marches, and also happens to be an unofficial national anthem of Mexico. Well, the organ I've already mentioned, but the player is Juan Toreros. The Zacatecas March, played by Juan Toreros, the famous Mexican Hammond organist who studied classical piano and organ and specialises in the Hammond X66, playing it there as if it was created by Mexicans to play Mexican music, something that other organists have not been able to conquer. Back now to the pipe organ and the third new release, which comes from the ever-popular Phil Kelsall. But for a welcome change, the organ he's recorded for his latest release is the Wurlitzer in the Worthing Assembly Hall. With considerably more ranks of pipes at his disposal, Phil makes very good use of them with this interesting three-part medley. Stingray and Star Trek themes, and finally some fun in the company of the crazy Muppet Show characters. Phil Kelsall. Thank you. the Stingray, Star Trek and Muppet Show themes, some gorgeous contrasting sounds there of the huge 23-rank Wurlitzer in the Assembly Hall, Worthing, with Phil Kelsall obviously enjoying himself immensely. The CD is simply titled Phil Kelsall, and it's on the Grasmere label GRCD 130. GRCD 130. Now, it seems unthinkable that organist John Mann should be celebrating his 70th birthday this year, but the famous Dome in Brighton was the scene of a huge musical birthday party celebration for this most famous organist and all-round entertainer. So by way of adding my birthday greetings to this superb artist, let's enjoy together John playing one of his vintage Eminent Grand Electronic Theatre organs with, rather appropriately, the Brighton Sea Step. Brighton Sea Step, played by John Mann, who has just reached the grand age of 80. I was bitterly disappointed that I could not make it to see and hear American organist Jelani Eddington when he was over here some weeks back. I've yet to hear any of his recordings that do not thrill me with his sheer playing ability and inventiveness. Such is the case with this latest release titled From This Moment On, which was recorded at the Wurlitzer in the Akron Civic Theatre in Ohio. I first heard this organ via one of the very first recordings that Hector Oliveira made on it. Since then, the organ has been enlarged from the original 13 to the 19 ranks it is today. Another bonus with Jelani Eddington recordings are the lengthy medleys and the fact that he also manages to play items overlooked by so many of his Organ World colleagues. For instance, take this obscure Jerry Herman number from the musical Hello Dolly. But how often do you hear this lovely haunting melody, or indeed know the title? It's called Ribbons Down My Back.
Thank you.
Ribbons Down My Back, some glorious moments in the company of Jelani Eddington at the Akron Civic Theatre Wurlitzer, and taken from his brilliant new CD titled From This Moment On. Jelani makes no bones about his love for playing orchestral works on a pipe organ, and he also likes to have a bit of fun too. So here's the delightful Chicken Reel from the pen of Leroy Anderson. Chicken Reel, and before that, Rainbows Down My Back, and both taken from the latest Jelani Eddington CD, details of which are on our Organ First radio show pages. Now, for whatever reason, the music and recordings of the late Ken Griffin appear to be this year's flavour of the month, so to speak, because hot on the heels of a recent Jasmine label release comes this one from Rex Recordings. Titled Drifting and Dreaming, it contains 52 tracks culled from no less than 8 LPs and 78s that this famous organist released in his tragically short life. The problem with this release is that there's no cohesion in respect of the items. No mention, for instance, that some of the tracks are played on an early Wurlitzer electronic organ, and that the majority, if not all, have been issued a number of times before on other labels. But there's no getting away from the fact that Ken Griffin still has legions of fans in the USA, but to my mind, someone hasn't done their marketing with this one. Thank you. Shine, played by Ken Griffin. It comes from the double CD Drifting and Dreaming and is one of 52 tracks on this latest release from Rex Recordings. And at least 8 of the tracks feature Andy Nelson on Hawaiian guitar, the following being not one of them. I Don't Know Why, played by the late Ken Griffin, and both those last two tracks taken from the latest compilation double CD. I've always been a lover of the music of Ennio Morricone, and going through my collection to find items for this month's show, I came across a CD which Alex Paler made in 2005 on the Yamaha EL900M. And like all his recordings, they're done without any overdubbing, sound modules, expanders, etc. And so from that CD titled Visions, this is Gabriel's Oboe.
Thank you.
Gabriel's Oboe, played by Alex Paler on Yamaha. Time for another track from this very talented artist, I think, and it's a piece of music that often pops up on television adverts. The lovely Flower Duet by Delibes, and before that, Gabriel's Oboe, both played by Alex Paler on Yamaha. And I, for one, could certainly do with another CD from that artist. It's long overdue, Alex. Having already honoured the 70th birthday of John Mann, well, I couldn't end this month's programme without sending belated good wishes to Dr. Arnold Loxham and his lovely wife Audrey, who last month celebrated their 58th wedding anniversary, which to my mind is somewhere between the Emerald and Diamond celebrations. As most people know, it was when Arnold was the organist at the Odeon Leeds that he met Audrey, the girl who was to become his wife, because she happened to be one of the cinema usherettes. And the rest, as they say, is history. So at this juncture, with my very best wishes to Arnold and Audrey, I'm going to sign off and let Arnold play us out with an appropriate track which he recorded back in 1983 at the Standart organ in the Avro Studios in the Netherlands. The tune is called At the Moving Picture Ball, and in place of our usual programme signature tune, it'll be that of Arnold's, Come Back to Sorrento. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, and the Organ First Radio team, bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.